It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnoll with KRWG News. On July 11th, Virgin Galactic successfully completed its first fully crewed spaceflight from Spaceport America in Sierra County. To learn more about space tourism in New Mexico, Emily Guerra talked to Main Street Truth or Consequences Executive Director Linda DiMarino.
Main Street Truth or Consequences isn't that far away from Spaceport, is it?
No, it's actually only about 30 miles, and it's a pretty easy trip to get there. So a lot of the people that came in for the launch did visit Truth or Consequences and stayed in Truth or Consequences, many of them.
Well, let's talk about space tourism in Alamogordo, in Truth or Consequences, in Sierra County in general. Let's find out what we're expecting from Virgin Galactic.
Well, if we just looked at Virgin Galactic alone with the spaceport, we would really be missing the bigger picture because the spaceport has many tenants to it. Spin launches out there, and there are some other companies that are out there doing things. And Virgin Galactic and that spaceport tourism is really kind of the anchor tenant, but there's a lot going on at the spaceport that people are unaware of. A lot of people assume because they don't know the things that are going on out there that nothing is, but in fact, a lot of the things that we don't know about, it's intentional that we don't know. A lot of those businesses are private businesses that are competing with other businesses, so they're not putting out everything that they do. But as far as Virgin Galactic and the space tourism, this launch really did put Truth or Consequences on the map. We had over 100 different media outlets mentioning Truth or Consequences. That's a huge boost to the awareness of Truth or Consequences. So many people then went to the website to look up, what is this town with this weird name? And, you know, by doing that kind of research, they learned about all our other assets, like our hot springs and things like that, and learning about Sierra County and Elephant Butte Lake and all that kind of stuff. But the spaceport, while it's taken a long time and a lot of money, it really has been super beneficial to Sierra County and Truth or Consequences in a number of ways. First of all, jobs. Several of our people in our county got jobs out there, most of them being security jobs and jobs. They have a standing fire department rescue squad that stays out there all the time. So those people are out there working, and those are decent paying jobs. Also, the construction of it, there was a lot of concrete that they had to pour, and that came from a local business in town. And there are other businesses in town that do supply Spaceport with other things that they need to operate. Also, throughout the years, they've had several events out there. So our restaurants have been able to do catering. So it has had a positive impact, even though not everybody's aware of how much of an impact that is.
Let's go back to Spaceport tourism. What are the expectations of visitors coming out?
So there are going to be several different kind of visitors to the spaceport, but two of those big groups are going to be people that are really interested in space and want to come out and see what this is all about. And then there are going to be the people that are coming with the people that are experiencing the Virgin Galactic flights. When Virgin Galactic first started talking about bringing people for these flights, they spoke to those people and they indicated that they were going to bring large entourages with them. And it's not just you show up in the morning, you get, you know, shot up into space, you come back and you leave. It's not anything like that. It's quite a lengthy experience. It's more like a week long. So if they're bringing a lot of people in with them, we're going to have people looking to do things and shop and all those kind of things. So we expect to see many of those people in and around Sierra County.
So the shops will be increasing, or, well, with COVID, a lot of shops were shut down, a lot of restaurants shut down, and hotels. Now with the tourism, where did they stay? Were there a lot of people who came out in July for the Virgin Galactic flight?
Oh, yeah. The hotels were pretty much full during that weekend, and almost all of the hotels are back opened up. I think we just have one in town that hasn't reopened yet, but for the most part, they're back open, and they were pretty full. We didn't really lose a lot of businesses in Tier C because of COVID. Now, there were a few businesses that did go out of business during COVID, but they were probably most likely going to like end their time doing business anyway. So we didn't really lose a lot of different businesses. So we still have restaurants and hotels and shops, and yeah, it's great.
You can listen to Emily Guerra's entire interview with Linda DeMarino at our website, krwg.org. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next, right here on KRWG Public Media.